Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Are you just trying to build your resume, or what's going on with you over there? You're a magician and now you're a rapper?
Look, I'm not sure if everybody gets the full effect of what we're doing with the Jolly G. Okay, yes, it's your chance to win $1,000, but maybe it's best interpreted through song. Well, rap song.
And now this is a story all about cheer, how you might score $1,000 this year. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. This is how you win with Kelly and Anthony on air. At Mountain Grove Citrus Plaza, bringing the cheer, $1,000 for the holidays, yeah, that's here. So don't snooze the sounder, don't hit delay, cause Christmas cash could just be one call away. When the little sounder comes through your radio, the Holly Jolly G, yeah, you already know. You grab your phone real fast and don't hesitate, be calling number 9, yes, that's your lucky fate. So listen, on mornings through December 18, we call our 9 and you can be our Christmas king or queen. From Kelly and Anthony, let's make your shopping free. Merry Christmas, now go and win the Jolly G!
I would have loved to be a fly on the wall when you were recording that. How embarrassed were you trying to sing in one of the studios
here? I waited until everybody was gone except for Norm, one of our engineers who was down the hall. And I'm like, I wonder if he's going to be like, what the heck is he doing? But also Norm knows that I'm just kind of like weird and kooky like that.
That's
so
true.
Just another day.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
My mouth almost got me in trouble the other day. I had to bite my tongue. Rather, my husband had to tell me to bite my tongue. You know, one thing about me is whatever I'm thinking, it is on my face.
100%.
So if I think you're stupid, you will know by the look on my face. But over the weekend, we had a baseball tournament. Afterwards, some of the families, we went out to go get pizza. And, you know, on Sundays, there's football. We went to a pizza place that had a bar and they had TVs everywhere. So by the time we showed up, everybody was a little rowdy. Mm-hmm. Wasn't anything out of control. We sit down. There's 12 of us, okay? We got a big party. And we're enjoying our food, having conversation. And all of a sudden, you just hear crash behind us. The table behind us, who has been there since before we got there and was drinking, but they weren't rowdy or anything, dropped a glass. And the glass dropped. It shattered. Beer everywhere on the backs of my legs, on the back of the girl next to me. And so I turned around and looked, waiting for them to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, you know? No apology.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Did they even acknowledge you? Like,
nope.
You weren't even there.
Nope. We dropped a glass. Oh, can we get it cleaned up over here? Nothing. So now I'm fuming. Like, come on. That's common courtesy. You drop. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Like, you know. So now I'm like starting to do the look over my shoulder back at him. And Art had to tell me like, Kelly, stop. Stop. Because he knows I start it and he usually has to finish
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah.
So at one point, I very loudly go, well, that is just really rude if you're going to spill on somebody and not apologize.
Oh, jeez.
And Art's like, Kel, stop. And then a woman gets up from the table and she comes over and she has napkins. She goes, here you go in case you got wet. Now... Ooh. I'm hot.
Ooh.
I'm real hot.
Did she throw him like that? Like you just flicked your wrist at me?
She just kind of put him between me and the girl whose back got wet.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, that is so. And Art was like, Kelly, if you don't stop. He talked to me like a kid. He's like, I'm going to take you outside. He's like, you're going to start something bigger than we need right now. He had to do the whole, like, we're here with our kids. Stop. I bit my tongue for the sake of not ripping out a weave in front of my kid.
Do you think it would have been different if the boys weren't there and it was just you and Art? Do you think it meant a little more? Because there was broken glass and you don't know who could have gotten hurt.
Yeah, and if the glass was near my kid, 100% I would have said something. But the kids were on the other end of the table, so I was like, you know, it was me. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. Like, okay. But the fact that you didn't even have common courtesy to say, I'm sorry, that just lit me up.
Yeah, it's not your restaurant. You don't own the place. This isn't your house. You can't act like that, especially when you're dropping stuff, acting a fool.
Right.
You had every right to be upset. Granted, I also see where Art's coming from in the sense of, Kel, those guys look pretty big over there, and there's multiple of them.
Oh, he could have taken them.
What a hunk.
Have you ever had one of those, though, recently, where you're like, I just had to bite my tongue for the sake of not making it something bigger?
Now you can let us know. You can call or text in at 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
You know, if I had a few drinks, the outcome might have been different. You might have been doing the show by yourself on Monday.
I was just going to say that. You'd be behind bars for a little while.
A little incident on Sunday, and thank you to my husband who keeps me on a pretty short leash because... we went out. We had pizza after a tournament. We had the kids with us. We went to a pizza place where it's slash bar. They had football going on. The table behind us was obviously there earlier than we were. They were drinking. Spilled a drink. Shattered the glass. No apology. I mean, beer on the back of my legs, on the back of my friend next to me. Nothing. The most that they did was a woman walked over and she was like, here's some napkins. And the way she did it was so snooty. Like, oh, let me tell you, I really wanted to say something. And Art had to repeatedly tell me, stop. Not worth it.
And if you weren't mad enough when the beer spilled with the glass, the napkins.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
That was like, she wanted to fight. And I did, too. I was like, don't make me take my hoops off.
Woo! Yeah, it's good. Good time to bite your tongue. I have to do this on a weekly basis when my daughter does her football picks on social media.
Mm-hmm.
She can't pick, 32 teams. She picks half of them, only picks the winner. So you have a whole other fan base that gets very upset when she doesn't pick them. And they will go off on a four-year-old.
That is so wrong.
Which is ridiculous. So the thing that I have to do is I have to keep it bottled in. I just have to sit there and wait until the game is played. And like this past week, when the big upset was the Saints over Carolina, and a lot of Panther fans were chirping at her. And I said, oh, here we go. So now I get to defend my daughter and let them have it.
951 says, it's really hard for me to bite my tongue. That common sense wire that goes from the back of your brain to your mouth, mine's been broken for over 3 decades.
I didn't know we were wired like that.
We got another one here from the 909 says, I was at my son's tournament over the weekend. And as you know, some people will have some adult beverages. Well, once the drinks start flowing, parents start talking. I was a scorekeeper and I think it's very rude when parents are talking while a kid is pitching. So I went over to shush them. Another mom grabbed my arm and said, not worth it. They have more numbers than we do.
Can I tell you what, too, with like youth sports nowadays, like how crazy the parents can get?
The tournament we were at over the weekend, we're sitting in the stands and we look in the outfield and there's a full-on fight happening between parents.
Holy smokes.
I know. Jim in Riverside, what about you? Have you had a moment where you had to bite your tongue?
I can't believe you didn't say, keep the napkins, you may need them, and then just
throwing a drink on him? What's the psh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think Art would have let me do that. That would have been much bigger than what I wanted to say.
I know. You need to do that on a day he doesn't go.
And then have to call him from jail to bail me out?
I think had it been me, that's what I would have done. She may or may not have bailed me out of jail.
Who's bailed you out of jail?
My wife.
Jim's done this before.
Jim's got a record.
Debbie in Fontana, when was the last time you had to bite your tongue?
Well, it never really happened to me, but first off, I want to say that lady must not have known who you were, because if she had, she should have known it was going to be on the radio.
So true.
And the only other thing I have to say is my daughter's always telling me, have to tell me, Mom, stop. Mom, stop. Because I do tend to open my mouth when I shouldn't.
But here's the thing. When you shouldn't, or like, I feel like there are some times where you need to. I'll give Art credit. With the kids there, I should have kept my cool. But sometimes people need to learn a lesson.
Absolutely. She needed to be put in her place, and you're the one that could have done it.
You guys sound like you'd be a dangerous tandem if you went out to the bar.
Let's go out, girl.
I'll have the bail money ready.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
A holiday road trip of cheer. The most festive Christmas towns in the whole nation have been named. I looked at the names and I thought these were made up towns. I thought these were like towns that only exist in Hallmark movies and Netflix specials.
But these are legit.
These are legit. Only one in California made it in the top 10.
Okay.
Do you think you can guess any of them?
I know that there's somewhere in the U.S. there's a place called like Christmas Town or...
Close. Number one on the list is Santa Claus, Indiana.
Okay, that's what it is. Santa Claus. Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
There's seriously a city named Santa Claus?
Yeah, and I think it's decked out for Christmas like 365, like all year round.
Well, it should be. Yeah. Number 10 on the list, and I only know this city because of a Netflix show, Ransom Canyon, Texas.
It sounds dangerous.
Sounds like Josh Duhamel, because that was his Netflix show. And I thought they made the town up. Apparently it's not. The only place in California is Shaver Lake, California. Came in at number 9. And then the rest of them, Breckenridge, Colorado, which I could see that. Big ski place.
Sure.
Number 3, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, of course.
The little town of Bethlehem.
Oh, baby Jesus.
Over there in Pennsylvania.
Brent Balthazar lives over there.
Is that the guy from the Christmas Chronicles?
No, that's from the Bible. Kelly. Oh. It's one of the wise men.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
This holiday season, don't be the problem. Yesterday, I was at Costco, and something so sad happened. Okay, you know Costco. Everybody, it's a madhouse. It doesn't matter the time of year, right? So I was going through an aisle, and there was a Costco worker that was putting some stuff back, and she was kind of blocking the aisle. So I just waited and let her do her thing. And she was taking a little longer than normal, and she obviously didn't know I was there. So I just, you know, I said, excuse me, can I please get by? And she turned around and she goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there. She goes, but hey, don't worry about being polite. You know, nobody's been polite in the last 2 weeks.
What?
I know. It like broke my heart for her. I was like, okay, just because you guys are working during the holidays doesn't mean that you are allowed to be talked down to.
Yeah.
I told her, I was like, no. I'm going to be polite to you because that's how people should talk to people.
And that's what makes this time of year like such a bummer, because everybody thinks that they can act like that. It's like, no, we should be holly jolly and merry. For me, it's being on the roads right now.
Oh,
going
yeah.
out to our toy drive on, what was it, either Saturday night, ended up getting rear-ended, okay? But my truck was good because I have a big trailer hitch on the back, so his car was messed up. But then, I mean, getting cut off and people just swerving like crazy. And then someone was changing lanes and nearly hit me. It's like, guys, I get it. Like, we're all trying to be mm-hmm. at one place or another, but let's make sure we get there in one piece or get there at all.
Right. Yeah. Let's get there safely.
So let's be nice.
Okay.
Let's drive better.
Yeah.
What else?
Just a little PSA. Just be a good person.
Yeah. That's, and not just for this month, but for like the rest of your life.
Yeah. Let's put that disclaimer on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.